15th. It is approximately 1100 hours. This is Detective Jenkinson speaking with
Battalion Chief of Ventura County Fire Department.
Obviously what I'm here to talk to you about today was the incident that occurred on Saturday the 13th.
Yes.
On Avenida de los Flores, involving the individual that was involved in the domestic disturbance. Just in your own words, could you tell me how you came to be at the scene and what you observed and what you did?
Okay. I'll just kind of highlight all the fire department's participation and how we all got there. Rescue Engine 40, which is actually a piece of equipment that's assigned to Moore Park, was in the Thousand Oaks area covering Station 34, where this incident took place with the domestic violence. They were responded to a gunshot victim and at the address, and responded. Upon their arrival, they upgraded the response to one additional battalion chief, which was myself, and another engine. So I was responded at about 5:43, and I was coming from Simi Valley. The battalion chief normally assigned to Thousand Oaks was on a structure fire.
So I came from 41.
I came from 41 Church Street in L.A. Okay. And I arrived on scene at 5:56. And when I arrived, our two engine companies were there, and we also had Squad 3, which is our paramedic rig out of Thousand Oaks, was there. They're performing CPR on a single victim, a male. When I arrived, I met them at the rear of the ambulance. They were just loading up the patient at the time. And then they AMR took the patient off, and that's basically what I saw.
Okay. When you were at the rear of the ambulance, did you hear the victim say anything?
Negative. Okay. Being that we were doing CPR, obviously the victim was pulseless and not breathing.
Okay.
And we were assisting in all those areas.
Do you know if anybody else that you came in contact with there, whether it be fire personnel, ambulance, sheriff, did anybody make any statements to you about if the individual that had been shot had said anything?
No, I asked Captain, who was on Rescue Engine 40, which was the first company officer on scene. I asked him the condition of the victim, and he said that he was, they were doing CPR, he was pulseless, not breathing. I didn't specifically ask if, you know, he was speaking, but obviously if he wasn't breathing, he wasn't.
Right.
He didn't have a pulse, he wasn't speaking.
Right. Did you have any contact with the victim's wife?
Negative. I didn't speak to her. I didn't approach her. I observed her and her neighbor, but I did not speak with them.
Okay.
I had left that up to Captain, who was on Engine 30, and Captain had interfaced with her, in fact, did vitals on them, and just tried to...
That was his people?
Yes. Yeah, Engine 30,
I think it was.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do you know, Engine 40, were they on scene after it occurred or as it was occurring?
I did have a conversation with Captain 40, and when they arrived, he said that he witnessed the shooting, and which surprised him because the call went out as a gunshot victim. So he was assuming that the victim had already been shot.
Right.
And so when they arrived, he witnessed where the victim went down. He witnessed the shooting, the officers and the victim. and it surprised me. And so subsequently, in a briefing that we had on scene, that was conducted by the sergeant, that was the incident commander, I became aware that there was actually two locations where shooting took place, and obviously Rescue Engine 40 witnessed the second shooting, which was at the victim's house out there on the porch.
On the front, and that was on the, I guess it would be which corner? Montgomery and Flores?
Yeah, in the southwest corner. And Rescue Engine 40, the company officer had indicated to me right as they pulled up, they observed that. So it was right about the time.
When you say company officers, that is that captain? Or?
Yes, company officer, captain.
Captain.
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody else say anything to you?
No one that was on scene other than I only interfaced with the law enforcement officers.
Okay, so there's nothing, you don't know of anybody else saying anything, like anybody else made statements, reference the victim's wife or the neighbor or anything that's relevant to, you know, the domestic,
right,
the incident that occurred prior?
No. I had nothing on scene. I received no information. I don't know even how it got to the point that it got to. I don't even know why your law enforcement officers were there until the briefing that took place by the sergeant.
Okay. You said that Captain either he or his people, they did vital signs,
yes,
on the victim's wife and the neighbor.
Yes.
They weren't transported?
Not while I was there. I was relieved by another battalion chief later in the evening, and my times are here. In fact, I was relieved on scene at 7:19 by battalion chief.
Okay.
And so I left and...
Do you know who provided the list for all your personnel to...
I did. I was asked by Art Wells to actually create a list with names. So I went back to our roster and our daily roster, which was in my vehicle, and handwrote the names of each of the people on scene. The only piece of equipment that I missed was Squad 3. Battalion chief that relieved me was supposed to give that information to Captain Wells.
Do you remember who Squad 3 was?
The folks that were on it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I didn't see that. It was, when I arrived, everybody was heading out to go towards the hospital. Squad 3 was going that direction, so I didn't even look. Didn't recognize who was on the rig.
Okay. You know this form that you're referring to here?
Yes.
What technically is this? Just your dispatch?
Yeah, this actually comes out of our CAD, our computer aided dispatch. This has brief remarks of what's going over the radio and all the apparatus that was responded in their times and what their status is, if they're being dispatched en route on scene or have been cleared.
And that's a report number?
That's a report number.
Is there an 01 in front of that, or is...
No, that's the report number.
Okay.
You know, there might be a couple of zeros in front of it, but that's the number, 1054-894.
Okay. Do you guys do any type of, is there any type of written report?
Or yeah, anything? There'll be a, what we refer to as a CFIRS report, which is a fire report, basically.
Okay.
And that will be done by Rescue Engine 40, the captain, which would be Captain, who will actually physically write out a report. And that can be obtained at our headquarters. There'll also be journal entries by Captain, and that journal entry will be at Station 34, because that's the station they're covering. And those journal entries is basically times and any a brief narrative of what transpired.
Okay.
Can you think of anything else that would be pertinent to...
I don't think so.
Okay.
The only thing that, if you're looking for times, because I know that there was quite a bit of chaos, obviously, when this was all taking place.
Right.
If, when you interview, he would be able to tell you at what point he went on scene with our dispatch, which would give you a specific time on this log, because they immediately log it in, which would... could pinpoint exactly when it took place. I don't know what communications went back to your dispatch.
So right.
If you're looking for a more specific time to try to, you know, create some type of chronological order.
So you said right when they pulled in?
He said right when...
Flores, I take it?
They're on Flores, right. They're Flores westbound.
Okay.
And so they were just, they observed, they could observe what was taking place. So.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, approximately 11:10 hours.